This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, March 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. College seniors are facing a more competitive job market this year.
When they're trying to get a job as an entry-level consultant or in the tech industry, they would be competing against people with a year or two of experience under their belt who might have recently been affected by layoffs or looking for a new position given that instability. So that makes for a more competitive search.
Wall Street Journal reporter Lindsay Ellis spoke to recruiters and career experts about how seniors can improve their chances of securing job offers. She'll join us after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELFT. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Some college seniors have already landed their first job after graduation. Wall Street Journal reporter Lindsay Ellis covers young professionals and the workplace, and she joins me. Lindsay, what does the U.S. job market look like for students graduating this spring?
Many companies are hiring more conservatively for new graduates. Some of them held out on hiring in the fall instead of racing to fill positions before Christmas that would start after graduation. You know, they were unsure of their capacity and decided to hold back some. And the most recent survey data shows that companies are expecting to hire about 2% fewer graduating seniors this year. That's from the National Association of Colleges and Employers. That translates to more students being on the job market at this stage of the school year as compared to last year. The research company Verus Insights found that about a quarter of students as of February had taken jobs and stopped looking for jobs after graduation. Last year, the class of 2023, by February, about a third of them had taken jobs and stopped looking.
How important is the first job out of college to a person's career track?
So it's more important than you might expect. Recent research from the Burning Glass Institute and the nonprofit Strata has found that if you take a job that doesn't require a college degree after graduation, you are highly likely to remain in that kind of role over the next decade. And that might put a student back from an earnings perspective, and also when they think about their career trajectory and why they chose to invest in a college degree in the first place.
In what fields this year are graduates likely to face the most competition?
Tech and consulting have seen particular contractions over the last year or so, and many new graduates from college campuses aim to start their careers in those fields. So when they're trying to get a job as an entry-level consultant or in the tech industry, they would be competing against people with a year or two of experience under their belt who might have recently been affected by layoffs or looking for a new position given that instability. So that makes for a more competitive search. I mean, some companies allocate jobs specifically to college seniors, but for positions that are broadly entry level, kind of requiring maybe a year or so of experience, new graduates might see particular competition there. Especially in tech, I've heard reports of jobs getting many thousands of applications, which is very difficult for a job seeker to navigate.
How can students use their experience from summer internships to help them land a full-time position?
That is something that college juniors headed into this summer should definitely be thinking about, who might have taken on an internship or be about to do one. Many companies have told us that extending full-time offers to interns is a key talent pipeline still. It's really helpful for them to see a candidate in action working with teams for weeks at a time. So I talked to one student, a man named Charles French, who said that he interned at Capital One over the summer. One effort that he had made during his internship was to sort of continually ask his manager for feedback. And at one point, he learned he needed to get better at the coding language SQL and just started putting a lot of time into improving his skill in that every day. He also made sure his manager knew what he was doing. And so he, at the end of the summer, got a return offer and will be starting full time after graduation.
What if that first job is not necessarily in the sweet spot of the career they're looking for, but it could allow them to leverage that to another field?
So many people have to take a first job to pay the bills because their search is extending longer than they expected, student debt payments coming due. What that research found is that the field of choice is less significant than whether the job itself does require any degree to do. So, for example, using that first job to pivot ultimately into something that you might want to do more down the line, many career coaches would recommend finding those potential opportunities that you can learn and grow from and build on that later in your career. But what's essential, according to that research I referenced, is that the first job does require something that will make use of a college diploma.
How about making connections? That'll apply long after their first job search, right?
Absolutely. You know, you never know where these connections are going to end up. One recent graduate I interviewed, her freshman year, she got rejected for an internship, but she stayed in touch with someone she met through that process off and on over the next few years. And when she was looking for a temporary job between graduation and her start date, that contact ultimately helped her land a job fundraising for a Senate campaign. And that's how she's going to be spending the next couple months. And so maintaining that relationship, staying in the loop, that has been a key area that very much paid off already.
How are campus career officers and recruiters advising seniors to navigate this process?
Many of them acknowledge that the competition is going to be tough this year, and they told me a few sort of new tips for navigating this space that go beyond what we hear year in, year out. You know, number one, while they might have recommended in years past for a soon-to-be graduate to reach out to an HR contact directly or expect outreach from them, they say that many people in HR and in talent acquisition at companies were laid off or might be overworked over the last 18 months or so. And so that area of communication might be less fruitful. Instead, they say, tap into kind of your loose ties, your loose networks. Was there someone who graduated 2 years ago who you were in Greek life with or on a sports team? See what company that person works for and rekindle that connection and see what might be going on. Another tip that they shared was, when companies are bringing on fewer people, every hire counts more from both a skills perspective and a personality sort of fit perspective. A few people have shared with me what they call the so-called airport test, which, you know, if you're flying home from a business trip and your flight gets canceled, do you want to be in the terminal with this person? And so a number of students and soon-to-be graduates shared what it was like to really connect with people during interviews, and building those relationships really paying off. And the third and a crucial tip is to really look where other students aren't looking. So many people apply to jobs with name brand companies. Instead, what vendors do those companies use? I mean, a B2B software company or a security firm. Figure out what other students are not thinking about and try to submit the best application you can to those.
That's WSJ reporter Lindsay Ellis. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.